Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel tune, quartet tune, the spotlight, but I will do this here. I will
it's on my mind, and I'm just going to say, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. And I think all of y'all know that Andre Crouch, I think it was Andre Crouch that wrote this song along with, I think it was with one of the Wines guy, Marvin Wines, I believe it was. It could be. Now, like I said, y'all, I'm not saying that. I believe it was Marvin, though. Marvin Wines along with Andre Crouch. God bless him, because we know Andre is no longer with us on this side. But they were the one that came up with Let the Church Say Amen. Pretty song, pretty worship song. I love that song. So we'll just showcase and spotlight that one tonight, because what I'm going to be teaching on tonight is in that line of thinking as well. Let the church say amen. Because, see, a lot of people don't realize, my brothers and sisters, a lot of people don't realize when you say amen, that means you're agreeing with what's being said. See, now, a lot of people don't know that. They get in the church, amen. Everything somebody says is amen, but you don't even know what they're saying. How can you affirm something if you don't know what it is? And sometimes we be affirming lies and we don't even know it. But we just got to be saying that, you know, we done took that word just to be something, just to be saying something. I say it like that. But it holds a lot of weight. It means I agree. So, Jack, if you tell me something, I say amen. That means I agree with what you're saying, and I know exactly where you're coming from. But if I don't know it, I cannot say amen. Well, you shouldn't say amen. I say it like that. But at any rate, that's a little trick for tonight. And also, I'd like to say that, also, I'm just giving a pre-announcement to my first Sunday church in New Salem, CME, where the pastor is Reverend Ernell Wilbur, a good friend of mine for many, many years. We all went to school together and everything. And he's the pastor of my first Sunday church at New Salem, and it's his head steward, his brother Faye Clark. Even Faye Clark is the head steward there, and we supposed to be going back into the sanctuary on first Sunday, November, the Lord say so. So we all know that this Sunday is coming up. It's the last Sunday in this year month. We're going to carry October out and bring in the month of November, which is, I call November my month, because that's my birthday month. Everybody shouts out their birthday, you know, but I don't really carry on too much about a birthday, but I just thank God that I'm here another year. Simple as that. I'm still here, and I give God the praise. We will also be having, this here for the local members, the members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, we will be having Sunday school this Sunday on the phone line. All right, y'all, listen up. Don't go down to the church this Sunday. Now we'll be on the phone line this Sunday, fifth Sunday. So normally we will be in union meeting, but we are not, all the churches are not congregating like they should. So everybody's not together, so we are not having union meeting. Because this would have been the month of the association as well, but we didn't have that either. COVID got everything jacked up. So, in other words, just be patient, and everything will eventually get back on course. That's the only thing I can tell all about it. That's all the announcement that I have, and I want to say that we want to send out a special prayer to, I told I would do this, and we will send out a special prayer to Minister Tina Seeley. She had sent me a message in Facebook earlier today about we would pray for her, and we all said we want to send out a special prayer. But I didn't even ask her what it was about. She didn't tell me, and I didn't ask her. But I called, we all need prayer. So you don't have to know. You don't have to see. The thing about it, people, we don't have to know everything in order to do something effective. Just pray for her and give her God speed, and that's good enough. You ain't got to know people's business. A lot of times, you know, we want to pray for folks because we want to know their business. That ain't the way to do it. So we just saying, we ask everybody that whatever that situation is, so Cleveland, that you are, whatever that situation is that you need God to attend to, we are praying with you and for you that everything will be made all right. All right, my brothers and sisters. So tonight, we're going to continue, as I promised, that I was going to do the self-prophetic series. I had last time, and I was telling everybody, we had got down to the point where God was dealing with Abraham in the making of the nation of Israel. But I want to let y'all know something. Those that may not know, Now, I'm not trying to insult nobody's intelligence, because some people just may not know it, because it was a long time. I didn't know this deal myself. But you learn by reading and by studying. That's where you learn. I told y'all that I was with somebody here in the lobby here. I'm not certain who this is. Let me see here. Y'all stand by me, streamers. Stand left. Hello, 489.
Hey.
All right. That's Mr. Tina. I'm glad to have you in here, Tina. We are just about to get started with the prophetic, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you just make sure you pay attention, because I'll bring you in here. At some point I'm going to bring you in, and I'll let you all have some words for being in the lobby, all right?
Okay.
All right. But at any rate, y'all, what I was saying was that was that sister Tina. She has called in. She's in the blog. So she in the main lobby. See, I can talk straight to her. This is what I've been trying to tell some of the rest of y'all. If you wanted to do it that way, I got another program called Street. That's up to 4 to 6 people in at the same time, and we can converse and get something, and we can listen together. The Bible always said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together, for we draw strength from gathering together. There's strength in numbers, y'all. In other words, we don't need to, and it ain't no such question. I was taught this when I was in school. My teachers and my professors always told me that there was no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is a question that's not asked. You got to ask if you want to know things of a certain capacity. You must. That's the way you learn. But at any rate, on last week, I had got down to the point where I was telling you that the prophetic is when a prophet looks into the future. Male or female, get the information directly from God and give it to us. In other words, it tells you straight down the Bible, in the prophets, the book of Amos. You go down, it will tell you that God will do nothing in the earth unless he first reveal it by his prophet. So in other words, we still got prophets in the earth today. Now, you got certain people that would say there's no such thing as prophets no more. You'll have them say there ain't no such thing as disciples, which they are sadly mistaken, because I'm one. You are one. If you are a follower of Christ, you are a disciple. That are see, people don't even know what a disciple means. That just means you are a student. That's all that means. And we are all, if we are belong to God, we are students of Christ. That's all we are. So, on last week, that got down to the point where I was telling you about Abraham. And God was telling Abraham about what his descendants would end up in, and they would end up in bondage. That's where I ended up, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's where I ended up on that last Bible study, talking about just that. But tonight, I want to interject something in here. When we start talking about the Bible, a lot of people say, give me my Bible, or I want to read my Bible. I want to do this with my Bible. There's nothing wrong with reading. I'm the first one to tell you that. There's nothing wrong with reading. But it's a difference between reading and studying. Reading and studying is two different things. But at any rate, a lot of us really don't know what kind of treasure we have in that book called the Holy Bible. And actually, it's a library. Because the Holy Bible consists of not just one book. It consists of 66 books that they call books in total throughout the whole Bible. You got 39 in the Old Testament. You got 27 in the New. But not those books are broken up and divided into divisions. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I had this. I was gonna jot this down, but I decided I could probably see it better on the screen. But you got 7 divisions in your Bible, and all this here is about the prophetic. But nevertheless, you need to know how your Bible is divided up, and that way you'll know. It'll give you more insight when you begin to study it. I ain't talking about reading it. I'm trying to study it. you'll know how to make reference and to go to a certain thing that you need in order to understand the scripture and rightly divide the truth. Y'all hear what I say? Rightly divide the truth. Now, we got a lot of people said they claim the truth and everything, but they are not rightly dividing the truth. They're not rightly divided. What's up there, bro, man? I saw you just came in the lobby there. We're glad to have you. And good evening. Now, what I want to say now, we got the divisions of the book. Now, we know that Moses is attributed to the first five books of the Bible, from Genesis all the way up until, you know, Joshua. From Genesis all the way up to Joshua. Now, what I mean by that, you got the first five books is called, in the Hebrew tongue, Tanakh, the Pentateuch. The Tanakh, the Orthodox Jews to this day, that's their Bible. It's the first five books of Moses: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's their Bible. That's the Jewish law. The law, they call that the law. That's the first division of the Bible. Then you got the historical books. You got the poetic books like the Psalms and the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. You got the prophetic books like Daniel and Revelation and such. Then you got the Gospels, which is the synoptic gospel, is the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what the gospel is about, the birth and the life of Jesus and his earthly ministry. That's what those four gospels of Matthew, Luke, James, Luke, and Mark, and John is about. Then you have the epistles. Those are the letters. And Paul wasn't the only one. I know I got to say this because a lot of people say Paul was the only somebody that wrote letters. No, Paul is not the only one that wrote letters. Peter wrote letters. James and John wrote letters as well. So, but those are the main ones that, because now we got another character in the Bible. We got Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke wrote some of the, and matter of fact, they said Dr. Luke is the one in the book of Acts. Oh, yeah, as well as the gospel of Luke. He was a medical doctor. He was a medical doctor. So now, that's the way the Bible is divided up. So now, next time, y'all, when you study about it, remember what you're studying. Remember the book you come from. If you're coming from the Genesis through to Joshua, you are dealing with the law, as the Jewish people know it. That's their Bible, the law, the Tanakh. And if you want to start talking about the historical book, you got to go with Isaiah and Ezekiel and all of them. And some of them have got twofold. They are prophetic as well, because Ezekiel got a lot of prophetic in it, as well as Isaiah. But they are really historical book. Now, I said all that to say this. God, most of your words of Jesus was prophetic. Jesus was the greatest prophet y'all had ever lived. I mean, God Almighty, don't y'all know Jesus was God? He knows everything from the end to the beginning, from the beginning to the end. Jesus was the greatest prophet. I don't care who you are, you are not greater than Jesus. So now, whatever Jesus said, it's going to come to pass. And believe you me, if you call yourself a prophet and you say something and it don't happen, I ain't got to worry about you because you are no prophet. Because, see, you don't lie. See, this is what Jeremiah faced up against them lying prophets. When they say stuff that don't happen, you ain't got to worry about that prophet. You got a lot of people walking around here right now. They prophesy and then they prophesy, but no, nothing they say ever come to pass. You ain't got to worry about them prophets. No prophet ain't worth a hill of beans because they're not getting their information from God. Because if you are getting your information from God, what you say will come to pass because God don't fail. That's what I wanted to let everybody know tonight. Now, God told Abraham, your people, your descendants are going to be end up in Egypt, in a land that's not theirs, which was. They were going to be treated very, very badly. And they were going to be there 400 years. Well, y'all, the prophetic God had spoken. So let the church say amen. Did y'all remember what I referenced? Did y'all remember what I referenced tonight in the hymn in the traditional song from Andre Crouch and Marvin Wine? I said, let the church say amen. Well, God spoke, didn't it? And we can see from what we got in our Bible that it did happen. We saw that Abraham's descendants went down into Egypt by way of Jacob. Joseph brought them down there, and he placed them in the good land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen. Y'all, Goshen was south of Egypt. Let me say that again so y'all understand. Let me say that again. Now, those of you that know anything about geography, if you know anything about geography, then you would know, if I tell you Goshen is south of Egypt, you ought to be able to go to a map and look south of Egypt, and you will find the land of Goshen. You will find it was south of Egypt. How do I know it was south of Egypt? I'm going to tell you why. Because I know how to read. And I studied my Bible. Said that, and remember now, when Moses was born, that his mother, Jochebed made an ark out of bull rush. And she put fish that was alive. And she hid Moses 3 months away from Pharaoh's order to kill all the baby boys. And when she placed the ark on the Nile River, the Bible says that Moses floated on the Nile River north to Egypt. And Pharaoh's daughter, Bithynia, is the one that saw him and took him out of the water. Now, why did I just tell y'all that Goshen was in the south? Goshen was in the south, and Moses was flowing in the Nile River north. Why did I say that? Because I know how to read. If you look, the river flows in the Nile from the south. It goes from the south to the north, and it flows into the Mediterranean Sea. Y'all need to study your Bible and look at their maps. Look at their maps. That river flow, you would think, now, I know what some of y'all think. I know what some of y'all think. I really just cannot see what you were typing in that text. That text is kind of small, and I really cannot read it. But I will go back and try to get a transcript out of it just in case you're asking me something that I need to address. But at any rate, Egypt is south of Egypt. Goshen is south of Egypt. Now, let me tell y'all something about it. The river Nile, a lot of people might not know, but the river Nile, it flows. Get this here. I can't get this here. I'll try this thing right. I'm not really seeing what the hell. I cannot see what Jack is had done put in this screen here. Okay, I have to read that thing. Maybe Power Man announcing that, whatever that is. I cannot read it. I'm going to try to show it on my screen. Maybe some of y'all can see that, what's going on. But at any rate,
you said Jackie.
The Nile River flows from the south to the north, and it empties out in the Mediterranean Sea. The Mediterranean Sea, if you know your geography, it is north of Africa. It is the continent of Africa set south of the Mediterranean Sea, which is Egypt being the country that flows. It is on the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. So therefore, guess what? Moses would have flowed right on into the Mediterranean Sea from the south if it had not been for this in Egypt that intercepted the battle. See, now God knew this. God knew this. That's what I said, the Bible is very prophetic. God knew this, and he told Abraham that this was going to happen. Now, what we see now from this here book, from the prophetic book, after Moses was delivered from the Nile River, taken into the house of Pharaoh. Therefore, guess what? Here's a Hebrew now finna get trained with all the wealth of Egypt. Let me tell y'all something. Stop talking about you ain't good enough. Moses wasn't good enough. He was a slave. But look what happens to God. When God on your side, it ain't God don't care. No status. Your status, your social status doesn't mean anything when it comes to God using you. If God want to use you, he will use you and he'll place you where you need to be. This is exactly what he did with Moses. Moses was going to be a deliverer of his people. Of his people. He was going to be a deliverer. And so God knew this ahead of time. So therefore, telling Abraham, and sure enough, lo and behold, all we see Moses being raised up in the house of Pharaoh. The same people that he was going to set his people free from, he is eating Pharaoh's food. He is being educated in Pharaoh's school. Yes, and all the knowledge of the Egyptians Moses had, he gained. Not only that, he was the great military leader in Egypt. See, God, see all that training God gave him? God gave Moses all that great training. Why? To prepare him to lead a people. To lead a people. To lead out. To a land of freedom that he had from Abraham hundreds of years before. So now, my brothers and sisters, I want to ask y'all a question. Matter of fact, Christina, I ask you, since you are the one in the lot tonight, I can ask you, and you can say, and it'll be live. Why do you think that God had Moses to be reared up in the house of Pharaoh?
Because he can lead the other people. What God was telling him where to go and showing him how what to do.
Okay. All right. I don't know whether or not anybody heard you in the lobby on Facebook and YouTube, because I do have you on the phone line, but it's a pretty good piece away from my main mic that I'm using. And I can't get it no closer because of the fact that I got the phone on charge. But at any rate, you are absolutely right. See, God got a sense of humor. This is what I tell everybody. See, God will make your enemies your footstool. The main people that will be against you are not for you. God will use those same people to lift you up. And I know you done seen that, Cecilia, in your journey. I know you done seen it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that, because people been coming back to me and asking me stuff. And I told them, no. Well, you remember that time you be pushing me away and I couldn't do nothing? Now they want my opinion.
Okay. That's the way God works. That's God's great sense of humor. See, in other words, the main you try to look over, those are the ones that you have to go back and get. And God will see to it that you need them. See, this is how come we must learn not to mistreat people. Because those say you are. You're going to reap what you sow. And so, y'all, this is what I tell y'all to read and look at the prophetic. Read the Bible and study about the things that are prophetic. Look at what Jesus and God, what they said throughout the whole scripture, even the prophets that they used. Look at what those prophets prophesied and then keep reading. And you can see where it did come to pass. And this ought to help us with our everyday living to know that whatever you pray, we'll grow. In other words, the Margaret Allison and I think it was the angelic gospel singer back in days ago, years ago, they had a song called "You Gonna Reap Just What You Sow." I had a choir member named Chris Holt. She was saying that right there in my third Sunday church at that time, Pleasant Grove AME. And she could say what we said, "You gonna reap what you sow. What you plant, surely will grow. If you dig one ditch, you better dig two. Trap you set, gonna be for you." In other words, if you lend me a hand in the time of need, and in other words, remember, whatever you give, you what? Will receive. So in other words, when you give out bad stuff, you're gonna receive bad stuff. Just as well as you then I'm good, you're gonna get good. But we're gonna reap. Guess what we saw? Y'all study these prophetic books. We got a lot of more coming. we're about out of time. Like I said, we don't get about 30 minutes on this broadcast. But like I said, y'all please study, not read. Anybody can read. But that doesn't mean you're getting anything when you read it. You got to study. And you study the prophetic. You will see where God has always made a way for his people. At that particular time, he was dealing with one set of people, the Jews. Now he's dealing with a lot of us. We are spiritual Jews to a degree. God is dealing with all of us. We didn't replace no church either. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to settle that once and for all. We did not replace the church. The church was Jewish from the very beginning. And it's still Jewish. It's still Jewish. But a lot of us Gentiles are in it now. Thank God for Jesus. That's what I'm saying. Young people, the church replaced the Jews. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, sit up, sit down, and close your Bible. So you don't know what you're talking about. Church ain't replaced nobody. The church is the Jews. It was 120 Jews in the room on the day of Pentecost. That makes the church Jewish. We got grafted into this thing. Thank God for Jesus. Jesus came to get us all. But we need to stop talking about who we don't replace. We ain't replaced nobody. We ain't replaced nobody. I ain't seen God said nobody replaced nobody. We need to read the word for what the word say and stop all this stuff, going to all these different channels, listening to all these different speakers talk, telling what they think. No, it's what the Bible says. When you make me nervous when you start thinking, just tell me what thus says the Lord. Then you keep what you think. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You got to say yes. You got something else you want to say before I close up?
Yeah, because you can tell who the real prophet and who ain't real. Because the stuff don't come to pass, you know they lying.
Yeah, you know they lying. That's why, you know, that's why it tells in the scripture, the prophet, that if it, what he say don't come to pass, you ain't got to worry about that prophet. Because that prophet ain't heard from the Lord. There you go.
And then somebody had asked me if I was one. I've been in the ministry gone on 30 years. I only give stuff when God give it to me. I just don't give it just to be giving it. I told if God don't show me or tell me something about you, I ain't going to tell you.
Amen. Because, see, like I say, you lead people wrong. Your blood of people, the blood of the people going to be on your hand when you give people misinformation. So with that being said, we thank God for you. And I'm glad that I made mention of you in your prayer tonight. Like I said, you ain't got to know what a person's condition is. You ain't got to know a person's business. Give a prayer. You can just give a prayer. A lot of times people say, well, what's wrong? You ain't got to know all that. Just go on and pray. And you'll be all right. So with that said, y'all are going to do this thing in the proper way. We're going to shut it down. We thank all y'all for coming, those of you that called in, Cecilia, those of you that's in the lobby, and those of you that might be listening on by way of the web. At Blog Talk Radio, we saying thank God for you. And we will be here this time next week as the Lord says so, and if it be his will. So right here, we want to say, man, I may the grace of God and the love of Jesus in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these our people henceforth, now, forevermore. Let everybody say amen.
Amen. My birthday Thursday.
All right. Tina said her birthday is Thursday, y'all. Y'all remember her birthday is Thursday.
I'll be 52.
52 Thursday. All right, then, Tina. Well, mine is next Wednesday. Mine is next Wednesday, and I'll be 60. So we thank God for the journey. And y'all just be,
okay.
Y'all be blessed until on the next broadcast, all right? Take care and see you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.